Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi, Jay.
Well, when you spoke with us recently, you talked about golden-eyed ducks, and you made a point of mentioning their molting behavior. So why do birds molt, and just exactly what is that?
Okay, molting. Very important, not just in birds. I mean, this is one of those things where across the board, animals molt in one way, shape, or form, right? From your dog shedding, you know, pretty much all year, to me shedding.
Oh, is this the skin cell thing?
Yeah. Right. So,
that's considered molting.
Yeah, it's, you know, just different depending upon the critter and what kind of an organ they support with their skin. Their skin is an organ, rather, and what that supports. You know, the molt kind of takes all these different forms. But for birds, it's a critical aspect of their lives over the course of the year. Right now, the kind of interesting molt that's going on is the molt of the nestlings, right? Or the hatchlings into nestlings and then into fledglings in the bird community. So when birds hatch out of their eggs, they have the basic structures, these follicles on their skin that their first little downy feathers come from. So if you've ever seen baby birds or in your hen house or in a nest, you know that they're just little fluff balls of these tiny downy feathers. And those feathers really have just, you know, one purpose, to give them some protection and thermal insulation, although that's still being provided by the parents or parent for a while. And they last a comparatively short period of time, so they're not meant to hang on too long. And so the first kind of molt experience that a bird has is the change from those little downy feathers to their juvenile plumage. And that happens by the juvenile feathers, which are going to be much more typical in structure to an adult feather, just a different color and size. They push out those first downy feathers. And so if you come across a bird in a nest that's not quite ready to fledge, but it's definitely moved past those first couple weeks of downy feathers, they sometimes look really, really silly because they have these newer feathers, their juvenile feathers are out there, but because they've pushed out these downy feathers, the downy feathers kind of stay attached to them at the tips until they get worn off or rubbed off or something. So they just often look really humorous because the feathers are, sometimes it's a combination, you know, of these original downy feathers still on and then these bigger feathers, you know, so they look kind of all mixed up in terms of their attire. But eventually all those juvenile feathers poke out and those downy feathers get rubbed away and bumped off. And then the bird is often ready to become a fledgling, because once they have those juvenile feathers, then as soon as they get those muscles a little bit developed around their fluttering behavior, then they can flutter out of the nest and, you know, move around, even if they can't fly per se in an adult way. Those are kind of the first experiences with feathers. Then over the rest of the bird's life, as a sub-adult and then an adult, a bird is going to have to replace those feathers. Feathers are like our finger, in a way, like our fingernails or our hair. Once they're mature, the feathers are mature, they've been pushed all the way out and expanded, they're kind of dead. So they can't, if a feather gets damaged, which feathers do, because they can take a lot of, they have to take a lot of abuse, they can't repair themselves. They have to be replaced. So birds will typically go through at least one complete molt during the year. And our birds in this region are going to be soon in the process, our adult birds, of losing what we've thought of as their summer plumage. So the thing that really helps us oftentimes distinguish between males and females, the really bright colors, at least for many birds, will be disappearing, and they'll be donning their new attire, which will be their non-breeding plumage. And they actually wear that for a much longer period of the year. We don't for many of our birds, our migrant birds, of course, we don't see that plumage very much.
Well, they seem to look pretty much the same, don't they?
Well, some birds do, don't change that much. Females of most species don't have radical changes. But if you're a birder, you probably, or even if you're not, you may have heard the term confusing fall warblers. Well, that's because the males of our warbler species, which when they come here in the spring, have had a molt prior to the breeding season that has brought out all of their really colorful feathers and patterns of color that are the most useful in identifying, distinguishing between different species. But once they have their molt at this time of year, following the nesting season and before they migrate, then they're going to take on, they're going to lose a lot of that, those colorful patterns, and they look a lot more alike between species. So it's much more difficult to distinguish between them by their colors and the patterns of their colors. Molting is a process that takes place over a fairly long period of time because no birds can lose all their feathers all at once, right?
I wouldn't think so.
So that's not a good idea. That wouldn't be very successful. Typically, they lose and replace feathers kind of symmetrically, so not more on one side than the other. And with different species have different patterns in the way that they lose and replace the feathers, in that they may do their head and necks early and then other feathers later or vice versa. So, and apparently each species has very distinctive patterns. Most birds lose their central tail feathers and replace those first. Woodpeckers, who rely very much on their central tail feathers to support them as they're moving up the tree and as they do their mining of wood to get at food, their style is just the opposite. They hang on to those central feathers until the end, and they start at the edges and work in.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in and around our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on birds and molting.
You're welcome.